All right, welcome to our deep dive all about OpenAI. You wanted to know the deal with these guys, right?
Yeah, definitely lots to unpack there.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. I mean, think back to when they first burst onto the scene.
Oh, yeah.
All the hype about ethical AI and, like changing the world.
Right.
They had some of the biggest names in tech backing them. It felt like the future, you know?
It really did. They definitely captured a lot of attention. OpenAI came in with this vision that was really refreshing,
Yeah.
especially compared to like Google or Facebook that everyone saw as really commercial.
Yeah, totally. And for a while, they were like the darlings, of the AI world. But lately, things have taken a turn.
Yeah.
Now they're facing all this criticism, people saying they've abandoned their principles, some even calling them a sellout.
Yeah, it's a pretty dramatic shift.
So how did we get here? How did they go from hero to zero?
Well, maybe not zero, but yeah.
Yeah, not quite zero, but you get the idea. That's what we're going to dig into today.
Yeah, sounds good. I think a good place to start would be back in 2015 when they were founded.
Okay, yeah.
They really made a statement right out of the gate with their commitment to being a nonprofit,
Right.
really focused on, developing AI that would benefit everyone.
Yeah, and the team they put together, I mean, Elon Musk, Sam Altman,
Oh, yeah.
all these leading AI researchers, it was like, I don't know, the Avengers of AI or something.
Right.
They seem like they could really make it happen, that ambitious vision they had.
Yeah, and they really did walk the walk at first, especially when it came to transparency. Remember GPT-2?
Oh, yeah.
They held back the full release
Yeah.
because they were worried about it being misused.
That was a pretty big deal, right?
Definitely. I mean, it showed that they were really putting responsible development first,
Right.
even if it meant, they weren't going to make as much money right away.
Exactly. So GPT-2 was impressive, but then came GPT-3 and DALL-E.
Oh, yeah.
Those were game changers, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. GPT-3 was a huge leap forward, especially with natural language processing, being able to generate all of the human quality text.
Yeah.
And DALL-E creating those images from descriptions, it was like showcasing the creativity of AI.
Totally. And it really solidified their position at the forefront of AI. They were on top of the world, you know?
Yeah.
But then in 2019, they made a pretty big shift. They moved away from the nonprofit model and became a cat-profit company. That definitely raised some eyebrows.
Yeah, the cat profit structure was definitely interesting. I mean, it was meant to attract investment but limit how much shareholders could make.
Right.
But a lot of people saw it as them moving away from their original mission.
Yeah, like they were saying one thing and doing another. Like
Right.
they were supposed to be about democratizing AI, not chasing profits.
It definitely created this perception problem for them.
And then in 2020, they signed that deal with Microsoft,
Right.
licensing GPT-3 exclusively to them for like billions of
Yeah.
dollars. That felt like a total contradiction to their whole openness thing.
Well, that partnership definitely sparked a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
People were worried that Microsoft would control this powerful technology
Right.
and that it wouldn't be accessible for everyone to use and build on,
It felt like a move that put profit over open access, and it really added fuel to the fire of all the criticism they were already getting.
Definitely, their image really started to change back to that.
So we've got OpenAI making these groundbreaking advances, riding high, and then they start shifting towards a more, I guess, commercially focused approach.
Right.
And now they're dealing with the consequences, a loss of trust and mounting criticism. So let's dive into those criticisms. What are the specific concerns that people are raising about OpenAI today?
Well, I think the criticisms fall into a few different categories, targeting different aspects of what they do and the choices they've made.
Okay.
One of the biggest concerns is about their partnership with Microsoft and what it means for their independence.
Right, that Microsoft deal is still a big sticking point.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that a bit more. What are the specific concerns about this partnership?
Well, the worry is that OpenAI is becoming too reliant on Microsoft, not just for money, but for their strategy too.
Okay.
Some people argue that this dependence means they can't really act on their own anymore,
Yeah.
and that they're not really prioritizing their mission to benefit humanity.
Right, so the fear is that they're basically becoming a branch of Microsoft driven by corporate interests instead of, broader societal goals.
Exactly. That's a big concern for a lot of people.
It's a far cry from that image of OpenAI as this independent force for good in the world of AI, right?
Right.
Okay, so the Microsoft partnership is one major issue. What other criticisms are people bringing up?
Well, another big one is that OpenAI is becoming more and more secretive.
Oh, interesting. So they've gone from being very open to being pretty tight-lipped.
Yeah, especially when it comes to their research and development. And this is a big contrast to how they were at the beginning, really committed to open collaboration.
What do you think is behind this shift towards secrecy?
Well, there are a few theories, I guess. Some people think it's because of the Microsoft partnership,
Oh, okay.
like maybe Microsoft is influencing their communication strategy.
Right.
Others say it's just, a practical decision to protect their work in a competitive field.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But the problem is this lack of transparency makes people suspicious, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's hard to trust something when you don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Right, exactly. And it makes it difficult to really evaluate the risks and benefits of these really powerful AI systems they're building.
Okay, so we've got the Microsoft partnership and the secrecy issue. What else are people concerned about?
Well, there's also this perception that OpenAI is shifting its focus.
Oh, okay. In what way?
Like moving away from fundamental research and focusing more on developing applications, you know.
Interesting. So you mean more towards things that will make money?
Yeah, exactly.
And what's wrong with that? Isn't it good to have AI that's actually useful?
Well, sure, but the critics argue that this shift is driven by commercial pressure, you know.
Okay.
Like they're prioritizing products and services that will generate revenue instead of exploring the bigger picture.
I see. So it's like they're sacrificing long-term thinking for short-term gains.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Okay. And that ties back to their original mission, right?
Exactly. You know, developing AGI to benefit everyone.
Yeah.
If they're mainly focused on commercially viable applications, are they really sticking to that original vision?
It definitely seems like there's a tension there.
There definitely is. It's a question a lot of people are asking, you know.
Right.
Have they strayed too far from their founding principles just to be successful commercially?
All right. So we've got the Microsoft partnership, the secrecy, and this shift towards commercial development.
Yep.
Anything else?
One final point of contention is this idea that they're prioritizing raw AI capabilities over, you know, the ethical and societal implications.
So it's like they're building these powerful systems without really thinking about the consequences.
Yeah, that's a common criticism.
It seems like a case of move fast and break things, which might work in some areas, but seems pretty dangerous when it comes to AI, right?
Exactly. It's like they're rushing ahead without fully grasping the potential risks.
Yeah, and that's scary.
Right. A lot of people believe that OpenAI needs to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Prioritize safety and ethics, and be more open in talking to the wider community about the potential impact of their work.
So OpenAI is facing some really serious questions about where they're going and what their priorities are. What seemed like a simple story of progress and innovation has become a lot more complicated.
Definitely OpenAI's journey really reflects the challenges we face as AI becomes more powerful and influential.
Yeah.
It raises fundamental questions about the role of corporations in developing such a transformative technology.
And the need for transparency, accountability, and ethical considerations. It's a story that's still unfolding.
Absolutely.
And the choices they make from here on out will have a huge impact, not just for them, for the future of AI as a whole. So we've laid out the main criticisms and concerns surrounding OpenAI.
Yeah.
Next, we'll zoom out a bit and look at the bigger picture. What can we learn from all of this? And what does OpenAI's story tell us about the future of AI development?
Okay, so OpenAI's story has had some unexpected kids. It kind of makes you wonder, is this just them or is there something bigger going on in AI?
Yeah, I think it reflects some of the wider challenges we're facing with AI development in general. There's this constant pressure to innovate, to push the boundaries.
Yeah.
But are we moving too fast? Are we forgetting about important things in our rush to create the next big thing?
It does feel like we're always trying to catch up, you know?
Right.
Trying to understand one AI breakthrough while the next one's already here.
Exactly. So where does that leave us when it comes to, like, developing AI responsibly and ethically? Yeah, that's a good question.
That's the heart of the matter, really. We're often so focused on what AI can do, we forget to ask what it should do. We need to change our thinking, you know?
Okay.
Instead of just maximizing capabilities, we should prioritize responsible development, being transparent, and thinking about the long-term impact on society.
It seems like the OpenAI started out with that idea, but somewhere along the way, they lost sight of it. It's a bit of a cautionary tale, isn't it?
It is. It shows how easily trust can be broken, especially in the tech world.
Right.
And once it's gone, it's hard to get back.
Yeah, and the stakes are so much higher with AI. It has the power to change society in huge ways.
Exactly. So what can we learn from OpenAI? What are the key takeaways for making sure AI benefits everyone?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Well, one crucial lesson is that transparency is super important. OpenAI becoming more secretive just made people more suspicious and distrustful.
Makes sense.
We need more openness about how these AI systems are built, what data they're trained on,
mm-hmm.
how their algorithms work, and what the potential risks are.
Transparency allows for scrutiny, debate, and for safeguards to be put in place.
Exactly. And accountability goes hand in hand with that.
Right, because right now there's no clear accountability if an AI system causes harm.
Right. We need strong regulations and guidelines, mechanisms to address negative consequences when they happen.
It feels like we're at a really important point. AI has this incredible potential to revolutionize so many things in our lives, but it also comes with risks.
Yeah.
How do we find the right balance? How do we ensure that ethical principles are guiding AI development?
Well, I think we need a fundamental change in how we think about AI.
Okay.
Moving away from just focusing on profits and instead prioritizing the well-being of society.
So you mean being more cautious about certain applications, slowing down development maybe?
Possibly, yeah.
And having open discussions with lots of different people about the potential impact of AR?
Exactly. Collaboration is key, you know.
Okay.
We need expertise from all sorts of fields, not just computer science, but ethics, social sciences, law, policy, all working together to steer AI in the right direction.
It can't just be left to the tech companies to decide the fate of AI, right?
No, the implications are way too big. It's something we all need to be informed about and involved in.
Well, we've talked about the challenges, the criticisms, the lessons learned from OpenAI's journey.
Mm-hmm.
But what about OpenAI itself? Can they come back from this? Can they regain public trust and get back to their original mission?
That's the big question, isn't it? Is redemption possible for OpenAI?
Yeah.
It definitely won't be easy, but it's not impossible either. It requires a real commitment to change.
Okay.
They need to acknowledge that the criticisms are valid and take concrete steps to address them.
So they have a lot of work to do if they want to rebuild that trust.
They do. And they need to show that they're really listening to their critics.
Right.
Not just dismissing them. They need to demonstrate through their actions that they're prioritizing transparency, ethical development, and responsible use of their tech.
Actions speak louder than words.
Exactly. What specific steps could they take?
Yeah. What would that actually look like?
Well, for starters, they need to be more transparent about how they develop their AI.
Okay.
What data they use, the limitations of their models, and the potential risks.
Makes sense.
They need to engage in open dialogue with the AI community, seeking input from diverse perspectives, and fostering collaboration instead of just competition. They need to reevaluate their relationship with Microsoft, making sure they can make independent decisions that align with their stated mission, and they need to prioritize ethical frameworks and safety protocols.
So basically, they need to go back to their roots, back to those principles of openness, collaboration, and using AI for the benefit of everyone.
Yeah, exactly. A return to those core values is crucial if they want to regain the trust and respect they once had.
It's a long road ahead for them, but it's one they need to take if they want to big up to their name. So OpenAI has some serious soul-searching to do, some tough choices to make.
Yeah.
But what about us? What can we do as individuals to ensure that AI develops in a way that benefits society? We'll explore that in the final part of our deep dive.
Well, we've really dug deep into OpenAI, haven't we? From those early days full of idealism to all the complexities they're facing now. It makes you think about the future of AI in general, you know?
It really does. And it's important to remember, it's not just about OpenAI. It's about all of us and the role we play in shaping this technology.
Yeah, totally. So where do we even start? It feels like such a huge and complicated issue. What can we actually do as individuals to make sure AI is used for good?
One of the most important things is to stay informed, educate yourself about how AI works, the potential benefits, the risks, the ethical questions.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of information out there. Books, articles, podcasts like ours. But it can feel overwhelming, you know? Where would you suggest people even begin? I'd say start with what you're already interested in. Does the creative potential of AI fascinate you? Are you worried about jobs? Curious about AI in healthcare? Focus on those areas that resonate with you, and you'll naturally learn more over time.
That's a good point. Don't try to do everything at once, right? Start with what you're curious about, and you'll find yourself getting deeper into it.
Exactly. And the more we know, the less likely we are to be swayed by all the hype or fear-mongering around AI.
Exactly. Yeah. The more we understand, the better we can participate in these important conversations, you know? Advocate for policies that align with our values.
Right.
And make conscious choices about how we interact with AI in our own lives.
Exactly. It's about becoming conscious consumers of AI, questioning the tools and services we use, understanding how our data is being used, and holding companies accountable.
Yeah, it's recognizing that we have a voice in all this and using it to help shape how this technology develops.
Absolutely. And your voice does matter. You can support organizations that are promoting ethical AI development. You can contact your elected officials and express your concerns.
Right.
Talk to your friends and family. Share your thoughts online. The more people who are informed and involved, the more pressure we can put on those in power to ensure AI is developed and used responsibly.
So it's about shifting the narrative, right?
Yeah.
Moving on the hype and fear and having real, thoughtful conversations about how we want AI to shape our world.
Exactly. We need to make AI less mysterious and more relatable. It's not just about complex algorithms and sci-fi scenarios. It's about the impact it's having on our daily lives right now. And the pivot thing we make today are the ones that will shape the future.
It's true. The OpenAI story has given us a lot to think about. It reminds us that technology isn't neutral. It reflects the values and priorities of the people who create it. And it reminds us that we can have a say in those values and priorities.
Absolutely. The future of AI isn't set in stone. It's something we're actively creating with every decision we make.
So let's make those decisions with intention, being aware of the consequences and committed to making sure AI serves humanity.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's the message we need to hold on to as we navigate this new landscape. The future of AI is in our hands. Let's create a future we could all be proud of.
Well, this deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me. We've explored OpenAI's journey, the challenges facing AI development, and most importantly, what we can all do to shape a future where AI benefits everyone. We hope you found it insightful and that you feel empowered to join the conversation. Thanks for joining us.